Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Five. Very good to be back with you, sharing well-being news and positivity across the airwaves. And wow, what an interesting week it has been. Those of you who have joined me on my Instagram lives or on Facebook or YouTube this week may have heard me talk about genetic nutritional testing, which is just so fascinating. Well, more of that in just a mo, but something that's also been catching my eye has been the different ways that we can all better support our immune systems right now, whether to stave off the usual seasonal coughs and colds or more, as well, of course, as to stay well while COVID still seems to surround us. And on that note, a couple of things I wanted to mention. Firstly, the use of very specific vitamins and supplements to help those with COVID or recovering from it, as well as dropping the name of a medication called ivermectin into our conversation here. I think you'll be hearing more about it in the days, weeks, months to come, so I thought it would be useful just to mention it. It's an antiviral drug that has been around for decades. It's safely used to treat skin conditions. In fact, it's so safe, it's available over the counter in many countries, including France, as well as being widely used on all kinds of animals, both farm animals and domestic ones, by British vets, believe it or not. So what does that have to do with COVID, you might ask? Well, stay tuned and you will find out more. Now, one of the benefits of social media is being able to follow those whose work you respect and admire, as well as to hopefully learn new things and engage with like-minded others. And one of the many medics that I follow on Instagram is Dr. Tina Pears, a consultant specialising in reproductive health who worked at Chelsea Westminster Hospital for many years before starting her own private practice, which now not only covers women's health issues, notably around the menopause, which is how I first found her on Instagram, but also as a leading light in the world of histamine intolerance and something called mast cell activation syndrome, or MAX, a really devastating autoimmune condition, which is now having the spotlight shone on it, not only for those with chronic pain and migraine, like my eldest daughter Lily, but also in relation to viral infections and long COVID. Now, we're going to be hearing a lot more, I think, unfortunately, about mast cell activation syndrome for all sorts of undiagnosed, hard-to-treat disorders. But coming back to the point here about COVID, Dr. Pears posted a really interesting and very helpful nutritional protocol on her Instagram account back in November. And if you want to look it up, actually, you'll find it under her menopause consultancy handle, which is on Instagram. She posts there as menopause consultancy. And it's the post dated the 22nd of November, 2020. Actually, you haven't got to scroll far back because she's so busy at the moment with her practice that she barely posts these days on Instagram. So I think it's about the third or fourth picture in her feed, but it's from the 22nd of November. And here she detailed a list of vitamins and health tips useful for those both with COVID and also with long COVID. And it includes how much and of which types of various vitamins to take. And these are B vitamins, vitamin C and D, selenium, something called quercetin, even Epsom salt baths, and taking an over-the-counter antihistamine. And that's because there is a histamine immune response with COVID that benefits from being suppressed. Anyway, long story short, I have podcasted with Dr. Piers before, last year in fact, because she is one of the many medics helping Lily with her illness. She specifically helps her in terms of histamine intolerance and the mast cell activation syndrome. So once I spotted this on Instagram, I picked up the phone and I asked her if she would be back here again to talk specifically about this and about her COVID research, because I just felt that it could be helpful information for so many of us. Well, what I hadn't realized is how I had actually unknowingly played a part in this, and how my Lizelle Wellbeing magazine and podcast has actually helped to move this particular conversation on. And well, it's just all so interconnected and fascinating. Here is what she had to say. So Dr. Tina, thank you for coming back onto my podcast. It's been a while since we spoke about basically histamine and migraine, and gosh, things have really moved on, haven't they?
They certainly have. In August, I was approached by Nicola Hazler, a BBC reporter, who actually had read a piece that you had published in your magazine about histamine. And she contacted me and said that she had long COVID, and she was reading the article and thought, my gosh, these symptoms are just like the symptoms in long COVID. And that made me start thinking about the link potentially of what was going on there, because I hadn't come across any long COVID patients and I hadn't read anything about it until Nicola brought it to my attention. So she sent me a whole load of lists of symptoms that various long COVID patients were putting down on their Facebook groups and things like that. And it absolutely looked like the profile of my patients with mast cell activation and histamine intolerance. And it seemed too much of a coincidence. So then I was able to get on to Look East on BBC local radio, television. And I was given 3 minutes to talk about the theory that it was actually patients' mast cells that were misbehaving post the viral infection and causing all the symptoms of long COVID. And I asked anyone who had long COVID if they would download an app called People With, and that's written as one word, and start tracking their symptoms so we could look at their profiles and see if their profiles looked like those of mast cell activation and histamine intolerance. And it's all anonymized, so we don't know who they are, but we can see which patients have got long COVID. And it was very interesting because their profiles absolutely matched patients with mast cell activation. And on average, they were tracking at least 9 symptoms each, which is, you know, and the same ones kept coming up again and again, like the chronic fatigue, headaches, IBS type symptoms, rashes, itchy skin, insomnia, anxiety. They were the sort of big ones really that kept recurring.
So what do you think is causing this? Is the long COVID activating mast cells, or is there a deficiency in the mast cell that is causing long COVID?
So I think we don't know is the answer, because this is quite uncharted territory. But generally what happens with mast cell activation is when patients have slightly dysfunctional mast cells, which are oversensitive, when they get any infection, say the Epstein-Barr virus, that's glandular fever, or Lyme disease, something like that, then they often have an overstimulation of their mast cells. So they have the infection and the symptoms associated with the infection, and then after post-virally, they have a lot of symptoms, which can be post-viral fatigue, classed as, or, you know, an exacerbation of symptoms maybe that they had in a more minor way prior to the infection, and it grumbles on and on and on. And I think this is exactly the same. I think this is a virus that has really stimulated their mast cells. And if you have abnormal, slightly dysfunctional mast cells, then they have become overstimulated. And so the cytokine storm, this massive amount of chemicals that the mast cells release, just becomes overwhelming for the body. A lot of the chemical will be histamine, plus other various substances like various cytokines and elastase too, and so on, which also cause some damage when it's too excessive. And so these patients end up with really high histamine levels, which cause inflammation. And we know histamine causes vasodilatation in the vessels. So often they're a bit red in the face and they feel hot, and then they can feel faint and have low blood pressure. It causes vasoconstriction of the alveoli of the lungs, so they get shortness of breath, but it doesn't feel like asthma. It's a different kind of vasoconstriction. And it causes, it can cause headaches and various other symptoms. And a lot of gut symptoms. So a lot of patients are experiencing diarrhea, constipation, bloating, distension of their gut, pains in the gut.
I've read quite a bit about the sort of nutritional therapies and other treatments that are being given to some patients with active COVID and also potentially with long COVID. And certainly antihistamines do seem to be cropping up more and more. What's the role with histamine and the immune system? Because I think most of us, when we think about antihistamine, certainly for me, I think about hay fever. I certainly don't think about it in terms of having a big impact on my immune system. How does it integrate with the immune system?
So if you have an infection, let's say we have an infection in our skin, then the mast cells in that area will detect that and will start to release histamine into the area. And the histamine will cause the vasodilatation, which increases the perfusion of that area. And the mast cells will attract white cells and other cells that will fight the infection into that area. So you want it to be well perfused, because you want those cells to be delivered to the area of infection. And so histamine works very much in that way. And it's just in these patients, it's just overstimulated. And the vitamins and minerals are very interesting, because our metabolism and all the processes that go on, and billions of biochemical processes are happening every second in our bodies, and they all require various vitamins and minerals. So it's all very critical. And if you have an imbalance in any way, then it can be really upset the body and upset our way that we deal with toxins, and that we metabolize the histamine, for example, etc., to get it out of the system. So these poor patients seem to get a complete imbalance in their bodies, and helping them with long COVID has been a very interesting experience, because having got the profiles and looking at them and thinking, actually, these are very, very like my patients who have the mast cell issues and histamine problems. I then really was very keen to start seeing some of these patients, because I wanted to hear what their histories were like. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know predominantly, first of all, if I could help them, because it was, you know, it's desperate when there's nobody that seems to be able to help you. And it's a very lonely place to be for these patients. It can be life-changing, you know, from being a really active, healthy person to finding that they've got this crashing fatigue that they can't even get out of bed some days. And it's very scary and it's very lonely. And I wanted to help the patients. I also wanted to see if their previous histories indicated that they actually did have dysfunctional mast cells in the first place. If they were like the class of patient that I was seeing, the category of patient I was seeing, who had always got some kind of medically unsolved symptoms, you know.
Yes, well, like my Lily and her chronic migraine.
Yes, medically undiagnosed symptoms. So this sort of big bag of symptoms that people are put into when medical profession don't quite know what to do with them, and they can't quite explain it all. And lo and behold, I've seen now about 35 long COVID patients since the beginning of November, and every single one of them has got a history to suggest that they actually have abnormal mast cells in the first place, which is really quite powerful. They've all got a history of eczema as a child, or not, you know, they haven't all got eczema, but some of them got eczema history. They've got histories of very very big flares when they get an insect bite, a big reaction, an overreaction to insect bites. They've some of them have got a history of hypermobility, of interstitial cystitis. Most of them have got a history of IBS of some description, to varying degrees.
This is fascinating. So in terms of the long COVID research, identifying those who could have a mast cell activation issue would really help people to prevent long COVID should they succumb to COVID in the first place. Is this right? I mean, could we perhaps better prepare ourselves with things like antihistamines?
Yeah, I don't think we can prevent it, because if you've got abnormal mast cells, you've got abnormal mast cells.
Right.
But if you've got your mast cells more under control, then my theory, and I'm not the only one who thinks this, there are other loads of doctors across the globe who have been diagnosing and treating and trying to help patients with mast cell issues for the last decade, who agree and who are also finding this in their population of patients. So it's not just me at all. But you know, if they've got abnormal mast cells, then if they catch any virus, including the coronavirus, they could end up with more symptoms and sort of like long COVID type syndrome afterwards. So the better they are controlled, their mast cells are controlled, in the first place, the better they will do. Mm. And certainly the treatment that I'm giving patients is the same as I would give for patients with mast cell activation. And, you know, some of them respond dramatically and some respond slowly, but they're all responding and going in the right direction.
So that's basically a low histamine diet and antihistamines?
It is. It's low histamine diet, antihistamines, a mast cell stabilizer, and the various vitamins and minerals that support the metabolism, getting rid of histamine, and the methylation, and producing energy for your cells, and so on. So it's a very complex picture. We don't have all the answers at all, but these are unprecedented times, and we're seeing a lot of people getting a particularly nasty virus. The virus is actually enters the mast cell through the ACE2 receptor on the mast cell, and it causes massive disruption by being there. And if you have slightly overreactive mast cells, then they just seem to go completely, haywire. Yes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Now, one of the ways that I actually came across this and this work that you were doing is that I follow you on Instagram under your menopause consultancy tag, because that's where you put a lot of your HRT and menopause work, which we've talked about before. And I saw a post that you did, if anybody wants to look at that, it was on the 22nd of November last year, when you were writing about this potential link with long COVID. And you wrote a really interesting nutritional protocol, which I think everybody should take a look at, because you're saying this is what that you are recommending your patients. So you're recommending high strength vitamin D3, high strength vitamin C three times a day, the no flush niacin, which is vitamin B3, zinc, selenium, quercetin, Epsom salt baths or magnesium baths, loratadine, which is an antihistamine, paracetamol for fever, no tea or coffee, presumably that's the histamine connection, and the low histamine diet. I mean, is that something that if people are listening to this thinking, you know, I've got long COVID, I've got these symptoms, you know, you are talking to me.
Yeah.
Is this something that somebody could start safely?
Absolutely. So what I would love, I would dearly love, is for people, if they wouldn't mind, to download the free app. It's called People With, and it's written as one word. And then they can track their symptoms. And if they could put in a code, so if they feel they've got long COVID, they could put in a code, which is TP for Tina Pears, LC for long COVID, and then the number 2. So if they put in a code TPLC2, and then put in what their symptoms are now, and then get this little triage, you know, this sort of set of medicine together.
Brilliant. I mean, it's really healthy stuff anyway. So, I mean, it's going to help support our immune system, isn't it? It's all good nutrients. So it should be totally non-controversial to take alongside anything else that you might be taking.
Absolutely. And the loratadine is so safe, they sell it over the counter. Now, if somebody is on has other health conditions and is on other medication, they could check with their GP first about taking the loratadine to make sure that that's okay. And then they would know that they're taking something that's completely safe. You need to take the antihistamines 3 times a day, not just once a day. As it will say on the box when you buy it, it'll say daily once a day dose, but actually you need it 3 times. There is no harm in people trying this. Now, if they feel they have long COVID and they download the app and they put in their current symptoms, start the medication, and then see and track how they improve, we could see, it's all anonymized, but we could see from their profiles if actually that does have an impact. And obviously, large numbers, the larger the numbers, the better and the quicker it is for us to see some kind of link and improvement, hopefully. And then also, though, the post I put on the Instagram, Liz, was for a patient who I saw who had acute COVID. Now, this lady had booked in for a menopause consultation. And when it came to the Zoom, she just looked so ill. She was just terrible. She could not stop coughing. And she looked as grey as anything. And I said to her, look, we're not going to talk about HRT now, but what I do want to talk about is how I can help you possibly get better from this and recover. And she had been in bed for 10 days and her condition was getting worse and worse and worse. And she was very frightened. You know, it's a very frightening thing when you can't
breathe properly. Which is, you know, at risk of going back into hospital potentially if it gets worse.
Absolutely. She was thinking she was going to end up in hospital. And I said, look, please do get all those things that you just said. And go on a low histamine diet, stop the tea and coffee, and then let's see how you do. Now, this was on the Wednesday I spoke to her, and on the Sunday, I just couldn't get her out of my mind. I was so worried about her. And I rang her up on the Sunday and said, how are you doing? And she said, you won't believe this. She said, within 24 hours, my cough had gone. And I started to feel better. And the next day, so that would have been the Thursday, and on the Friday, she said, I felt well enough to get showered and dressed, which is the first time in like 2 weeks. And I've tried it. It's only anecdotal because I don't see patients with acute COVID.
Yes.
I've tried it. We've tried it on various family and friends who have got the virus, and they have all started to feel better within 24 hours. So
amazing.
This is really interesting. And this fits with the theory that Dr. Lawrence Afrin and his colleagues, who is one of the world's leading experts in mast cell activation and histamine intolerance, he's put together an excellent article, which people can see, which was published on the 10th of September in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases. And in that article, he explains what his theory about the link between people's reaction to the coronavirus and their mast cells and the various treatments that he would suggest. And it also talks all about the antihistamines and everything in there. So people can have a look at that.
Great.
And I would say if anyone has got acute coronavirus, I would love it, again, if they would download the People With app and they could put in a different code. They could put in TPAC, which is Tina Pierce coronavirus.
Acute COVID, okay, AC.
Acute COVID. Mm-hmm. And they could put in what their symptoms are. And then they could try this treatment and then they could track their symptoms and we would be able to see if they're improving and if it's effective. So if 1,000 people downloaded it and they took this treatment, which they can buy over the counter, and they all managed to stay out of hospital and all had a shortened illness, then
amazing.
I think that's very powerful.
Absolutely amazing. Tina, thank you so much. I am so pleased that we've connected. Isn't it wonderful, the power of social media? You know, you say that there was a journalist who'd read something that you'd written with an interview that we'd done for Liz Our Wellbeing, and it just then can snowball into this. It just shows the power and the importance of talking and communicating and the good that can come out of it.
Yeah.
And I will definitely, towards the end of this podcast, repeat that protocol and also all those details, again, reminding people of the People With app.
Thank you.
And hopefully, perhaps let's talk again in, you know, a month or so and see where we are. How exciting.
That would be exciting. There is another little sort of tidbit I'll tell you about while I've got you. And that is there's another very, very interesting drug that seems to be very effective in treating, in preventing people catching coronavirus.
Ooh,
and
what do you say?
Also treating them if they've got it, and also for long COVID treatment, and that's ivermectin.
I've been tweeting about ivermectin.
Have you?
I know there are a lot of American doctors talking about ivermectin who are outraged that it's not being more widely used. What's the situation in the UK and using ivermectin? Because it's a very safe antiviral, isn't it?
It's a very safe antiviral, antiparasitic, and actually it's a mast cell stabilizer.
Is it?
It is. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, the antiviral properties and the mast cell stabilizing properties, I think, are the real key to ivermectin. And it's absolutely fascinating. We've heard nothing in the UK about it. Absolutely nothing. It's not been on our radar at all. I've been watching it for about a month and really, really sort of thinking we must do something about ivermectin. On the 15th of January, the NIH, which is the American sort of equivalent to our MRHA, they actually granted a sort of permission for ivermectin to be used in COVID-19, which is a fantastic step forward. In August, they had looked at the data and said, no, there wasn't enough data. But that was August. Things are moving very fast.
Yes.
And an awful lot more studies have been published and have shown that actually it does have a relevance and helps to shorten the length of the disease, the severity of the disease if you've got it. But also in healthcare workers it was given to, they didn't catch the coronavirus. So it really reduced the incidence, which is amazing. So, you know.
So they didn't catch the coronavirus. So it gives you immunity. So all this, you know, we're all being vaccinated and doing all of this, you know, is this something that could potentially replace that or run alongside
it? No, I think the vaccine is vital and the vaccine's really, really important. But between now and everybody getting vaccinated, there's going to be an awful lot of cases of coronavirus. So
yes.
Treating it early and also for treating it early and for preventing it, especially in our frontline workers. I think it's highly, highly relevant that we should try this. So there's a lot of data out there now on it. There are some websites.
I'm sure everyone's going to want to be.
I'll send you the link.
Googling it and looking it up and talking to their doctors about it now.
Absolutely. So the data is becoming more and more powerful. The WHO actually did a YouTube presentation of the data up until, I think it was November. And they were saying, you know, oh, it was December, actually, this was put together. And they said there's going to be more studies published in January. And then this Dr. Pierre Corey in America, he did a testimony to the Senate, to the US Senate, in early December. And it was so impassioned. And he's part of this group called the Alliance Group. And there are a whole load of academics and top doctors in who work in ITU and respiratory medicine and so on. And they at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, they decided that they would get together and keep looking at all the studies, keep evaluating all the studies. Because, you know, everyone's producing all these different studies, but somebody needed to be giving a sort of overview of, well, okay, that's another study in ivermectin. Let's look at all the ivermectin studies together. So whilst everyone's busy doing their own little thing, we needed somebody to take a broader view and look at them. And their group have been following ivermectin and the studies on ivermectin since April, March, April, and they have gathered all of this information, loads of RCTs, which is randomized controlled trials. So that's the gold standard of trials.
Yes,
have been done in ivermectin, and there was one in Argentina where they had 400 healthcare professionals not taking ivermectin, but frontline looking after COVID patients, and 800 that they gave ivermectin to. And in the 400 without the ivermectin, 48% of them caught coronavirus. And in the 800 who had the ivermectin, nobody caught coronavirus.
Nobody?
Nobody.
That is staggering. That's amazing. My goodness, that needs to be... Mr. Matt Hancock needs to be all over this immediately. Anybody listening who has got any hotline...
I know.
You know, are there groups within the UK? Obviously, this is coming from America. What's happening in the UK to drive this forward?
I have no idea. I have tried to contact so many people about it in government and in the NHS, and I have had nothing back from them.
Okay, well, hopefully this will get a little bit further out there. Anybody listening, please, if you can share this far and wide, because those randomized controlled trials are staggering. And if you've got this, you know, great body of evidence coming from America and even from the WHO, then, you know, it's something that we need to be looking at. Tina, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm going to post all these resources on our website and make sure that everybody is fully aware of this. Please, let's pick up again in a few weeks, can we, and talk some more.
Lovely. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, isn't that all just so interesting? And I do think that we will be hearing, hopefully, more about ivermectin in the weeks and months to come. And of course, if there is anyone out there listening who maybe has a hotline to Matt Hancock or others who are part of the nation's health recovery task force, do please contact Dr. Tina directly. You will find her and more of her information at drtinapears.com. And that symptom tracker app, again, if you'd like to download this, that is People With, all one word. You will find it free on the App Store. And the information that you provide could be very helpful in helping our healthcare professionals know what treatments are most effective for every kind of health profile. I actually checked it out after my chat with Tina, and yep, it seems the information they collect is absolutely anonymous. It is not sold or distributed to third parties. So hopefully that is a reassurance, as I know we all want to help in this day and age, but it's really important to know who we can trust too. Now, last week, I talked about the benefits of taking vitamin D in relation to helping support our immune system and the results of one of the largest observational studies just published by another symptom tracker app, the Zoe COVID symptom tracker, reporting some startling benefits in those seen taking all kinds of supplements. But how do we know which ones, if any, we need to take? Well, something that I explored this week on my Instagram, Facebook and YouTube lives is nutritional genetic testing. And this has been a fascinating look at how the genes that we are born with affect how we use the vitamins and minerals we get into our bodies, and why it's so useful and important to know how our genes are working to help us stay in the very best of health, come what may. And this is something that Dr. Tina Pierce actually first drew my attention to in relation to mapping Lily's genetic intolerance to histamine. Now, many of you contacted me this week after my lives where I mentioned a British company called Life Code GX, all one word, Life Code GX, as I highlighted a nutritional test of theirs called the Nutrient Core Analysis, which reveals how individually we are able to use vitamins B, C, D, and more, including things like glutathione, how diverse our microbiome is or perhaps isn't, how sensitive we are to caffeine, how our circadian rhythm affects us, and even whether we are genetically gluten or lactose intolerant, and much more besides. Do take a look at all this. You can find the details on lizarwellbeing.com if you are interested. And following all of this, my team has set up a 15% discount with the code LIZLOVES. Now, that gets you your genetic testing, it gets you your nutritional report, as well as a free half-hour individual consultation with a nutritional therapist who helps interpret your very own individual DNA results. And I have to say, I have not been this excited about a new development in natural healthcare for a very long time. It is fascinating stuff. It's totally evidence-based, so right up my alley, and it really works. So do take a look. You can go to lifecodegx.com. That's the website. And you will find links to the discounts on my various social media channels. So I really hope that you find this as genuinely useful as I did. And I am now busy getting testing kits for the rest of my family too, including my children. Because after all, our genes are our genes. They are what we're born with. So it doesn't really matter if you do these tests, whether you are age 6 or 66, you will get the same findings. But obviously, the sooner we discover what is really needed to make us tick, the better. I just wish I had discovered it for my lovely Lily sooner. Perhaps we could have saved a few years of pain. But anyway, we are now hopefully on the right track. And personally speaking, I have never felt better since acting on my own test results. And I'm going to be recording a much longer format podcast with the founder, Emma Bezick, very soon, all about Life Code GX, because there is so much to say on this, far more than I can fit in here, but I hope this has given you a little taster. And alas, it is time to end, but I'll leave you with the resources. I'll recap on what I've talked about in today's edition. So do go and investigate. You can head to drtinapierce.com. You can take a look at her nutritional information for more and for help with COVID, as well as histamine, mast cell activation syndrome, migraine, menopause, and more. Don't forget the name of that symptom tracker app. It's called People With. And do take a peek at Life Code GX, their website, lifecodegx.com. I'm sure you will find it quite fascinating. And more information on all, of course, at lizarwellbeing.com and also in my magazine, which don't forget is now only available on subscription, but there is a good discount deal at the moment. And the UK PMP is free. So what's not to love? I'm sending you happy, healthy, and above all, positive vibes. Have a great start to the weekend and a very good week ahead. Until the next time we chat, go well. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.